Let's talk to Clem Chambers, the founder of EDVFN. Very good morning to you, young Clem.
Hi there, Nick.
Right, let's talk markets. Obviously, geopolitical's raised its ugly head over the weekend. What are your thoughts on that, first of all?
Well, it seems to be in the market. I mean, there's no shaking around because of that right now. So whether that was a few weeks ago, before it happened, is the question that I'd be asking. It was very interesting that Bitcoin took a big jump last week. It took almost 1,000-point vertical, which is pretty impressive. I don't know whether that was because of that, but it certainly took a jump into the 8,000s. And we'll see whether that's a change in tune for the whole sector. But I would expect to come back down again. I'm still bearish there.
Right. So in terms of the equity markets, I was very surprised this weekend that the sort of the Sunday FTSE and the likes, okay, as you say, it was almost priced in, which seems extraordinary given the extent of these high level powers being involved at the opposite ends.
Well, if you looked at the Second World War at the markets, you really would find it quite difficult to see various, you know, outrages. You know, you see a pretty bearish market in 1940, for example. But if you look at America, if you look at the chart from, say, 1930 to 1950, you wouldn't know a world war had broken out in the middle of it. It certainly not doesn't look like it's in the chart. So these things don't necessarily affect the market so much. And I think when they do affect the market, it's well in advance of the occurrence. Because, you know, a lot of people know, I mean, we don't, but a lot of people do know, and that information does get into the market, I think, relatively quickly.
Yeah.
For me, also, you've got to think about the way that the powers that be are trying to smooth everything out. And I think that is really the key of what's going on in the world and in the markets in general. Now they're pulling money out. I think they're trying very hard to smooth it out as well, which means, you know, like after 2008, you get a protracted but gentler payout in the market rather than a vicious crash that stays, that goes into a depression for a year or two. You get these long, multi-year, smoothed out recessions, U-bottoms rather than V-bottoms. And, you know, I think it looks like we're going to be in for that in the markets as well with the reverse QE. So, you know, they will push money in the short term to smooth it all out, which means rather than a horrible giant crash and all that dislocation, we're just going to get, you know, slow burning bearish sentiment and reaction in the market for probably 2-3 years, which is I think it's probably worse, but anyway, it's probably better for lots of people, so we'll just have to stick it out, I guess.
Right, and finally, Bitcoin, you were looking for basically much lower prices. Do you think this could be an interim low on the back of what happened last week?
Well, I do think that it was quite a turnaround at that big jump.
Yeah.
It's the sort of thing that you have to look at your, you know, look at your ideas and see whether you still stick to them. And I do. But, you know, I'm not one of these people that try to buy the very bottom. I like to kind of slowly but surely pick out bottoms, you know, move into the position over a period of time. And I mean, last week actually bought a tiny amount of Ethereum, to give you an example of that. But the lower it goes, the more I will start buying. And I'm not buying at these levels, you know, not seriously. Under 5, I'll start buying.
Yeah.
Under 4, I'll buy more. Under 3, I'll buy a lot more. You know, under 5 is where I think it starts to get interesting. And I'm expecting it down there. But, you know, you can only predict the past with technical analysis. And you can only see how that might extend into the future. If something strange happens, good or bad, out of the blue, you know, it's not going to predict that. It's not going to predict asteroid strikes. It doesn't, the markets don't do that. So if it's an unknown unknown and it comes and that's bullish for Bitcoin, that would be great.
Yeah.
I think though the general direction, the tendency, and you can see that, is down. And I think that will be a fairly, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 or even $4,000 or $5,000 a Bitcoin below this before we actually see a real bottom.
Clem, on that note, brilliant stuff, thought-provoking as always. That's Clem Chambers, the founder of EDVFN. Clem, talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.